This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Bench Warmers and Sean Salisbury.
You guys know that cut?
Yeah.
It's BN Sports. This is one of the great shows of all time. Okay? We've had a lot of them, but this belongs there. I need more of it. Can we get a redo or a remake? We got to do it. Joining us now, he was Tig Traeger on Sons of Anarchy, that villain, volatile biker, my kind of guy. I'm a Harley guy. Joins us now, Kim Coates. We got to talk some hockey, too. Kim, welcome to the Sean Salisbury Show here on BN Sports. We're grateful to have you, my friend.
Look at you.
You feel me?
I can see you from my motorcycle, Salisbury. You never look better. I don't give a crap what anybody says. You look fantastic.
Whoa.
I've been a fan of yours since the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You Grey Cup champion, you. I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Winnipeg, or Winterpeg, was in the East back then. Didn't you kick the crap out of, who was it, Edmonton? Or
We beat Toronto. Yes, in the East, we beat Toronto. Then we went and beat Hamilton. And then we beat Vancouver in the Cup. And you were exactly right. And this is coming from a Saskatoon guy. Okay? And we also went into Labor Day and whooped up on a little Saskatchewan, too, brother. You know that.
I do know that. Hey. I do know that. Listen, man, I've been following you for so long. It's nice that you hunted me down. And Josh Rimmer, our pal up in Toronto there, he said, yeah, Sean wants to get it. Yeah, I go, come on, let's do this. Congrats on your new show.
Thank you, my man, and we're so grateful to have you on our premiere show. Are you kidding me, Sons of Anarchy? I'm like kid in a candy store. I got my Harley's at home ready, and you and I put together a charity ride so we can go out there and raise some money on it, and you got to do it for a living. So it's good to be you, and thanks for the compliment. It's great to have you on. First, let's talk about that role. Do people call you by your name, or do they call you Tig in public?
Well, Sean, before you became a total star on the TV with ESPN and whatnot, I was always that guy, you know? Oh, you were that guy in Black Hawk Down. Oh, that guy in Open Range. Oh, wait, you were that guy in The Last Boy Scout. Oh, wait, you were... Well, because of Sons, now I'm Kim Coates. So,
nice.
In a way, for me, always saying no to taking that first regular starring job on television, and I never really looked for that. I just wanted to keep doing my movies. For me to say yes to Kurt Sutter and do that little biker hit show of ours, it was a big turning point, and I'm really glad I said yes, and I've been riding my whole life. And well, you were a fan, and the fans of that show, you guys were completely out of your minds in the best possible way. And I'll never forget it. You know, it's over now, but I'll never forget those 7 years.
Will we ever see a second coming of it, of some sort of it?
I can't tell you, Sean. I'd have to kill you. There's no fun in that. Come on.
Yeah, well, you did plenty of that on the show, didn't you guys? Might as well just game. Nobody's listening or watching. Go ahead and give us the goods, my man.
No, what's happening is Kurt Sutter and John Landgraf over at FX have just drafted in the shooting now a pilot for the Mayans spinoff. So they're definitely doing a Mayans spinoff. And Emilio Rivera, my dear friend, amazing actor who played Alvarez on the show, he's reprising his role. I don't know who else is in it. I wish them all the luck in the world. But you and I know this, Sean, that Sons of Frickin' Anarchy was magic in a bottle. They'll never, ever replace it nor duplicate it. But I'm telling you, I'm excited to see what they do with the Mayan spinoff. We'll see what they do with that.
That's the voice and face of Kim Coates. 3 decades in the business. He's got about 135 acting credits. You see him all over the place. Tig Traeger on Sons of Anarchy joins us here on BN Sports. You know, I wonder, you know, sometimes when you get into something, you just know when you're getting ready to play a game, you just have that feeling today's our day and this is going to be special, or this is a special team. When did you know that this show was epic and special?
That's such a great question, Sean, because we actually did know on the very first show of the second season, when Katie Sagal runs into those absolute awful KKK guys, and it became so horrifically sad and violent in a brush of Kurt Sutter's pen, we knew that show, if you wanted to come along for the ride, strap on a seatbelt. We know it's based on Hamlet. We know that the actors were great. Kurt Sutter's completely crazy and brilliant. But that show, first show, second season, you know, Sean, we, not even The Sopranos can say this, we were the only show ever that we knew of that the ratings from the very first show right to the very last show, 92 shows later, it never ever went down, nor did it ever stay equal. It only surpassed each week, each pilot, each, you know, season opener, season finale. We had like 12 million viewers that last year. I don't know. It was crazy. Around the world. We just love our fans.
Unbelievable. Sons of Anarchy, one of the great shows of all time. Was there ever any... And I mean, when you're around somebody that much, we have locker room fights and brawls and disagreements. Any that you can share that were kind of fun and epic that we didn't see on TV?
I'd rather you share one with me
in the lesson. I one of these days, I'm going to have you on. I'm going to share. You just remember these two names, John Randall and Henry Thomas, two of the great Minnesota Vikings. That was one of the great. I'm going to share that on the air sometime about against one of our tight ends in a brawl that was epic. That wasn't made for TV. I'll make sure I do that. Okay, so not going to share that, but let's move on from that and talk about your love for hockey, my man.
Yeah.
You've been to Joe Louis. So who's your team? And you must love these playoffs because goalies are standing on their head, my man.
They really are. And, you know, I hate to say this over and over, but you doing the homework that you always have done in your career, which is why you're loved by so many millions of people out there who follow you and what you've done. For me, to have that kind of knowledge in hockey, because I'm born in Saskatoon, like you said, you come out of your mother, they give you a little hockey stick. I'm older than you, Sean. Don't fight it. I'm a
Not
little
much,
wiser
brother.
Than you are.
Not much.
But we look good.
Yes,
and I'm
sir.
Telling you, you come out of your mom, you're hot. So I played hockey my whole life. So Gordie Howe was born in Saskatoon, Floral, Saskatchewan, if you want to get specific, 10 minutes from my house. So when I found that out, I became a Detroit Red Wings fan right away when I was 6-7 years old. And now I'm just, you know, obviously the Wings are my favorite team. They've given me 4 cups over the past since 1997. Very lucky boy for that. And I saw the Joe. I said goodbye to it. It treated me so beautifully there. I love Detroit. Special part of my heart. But I like you, Sean, I know so many hockey players now, from Brian Bickle and Andrew Cogliano and the boys. I know a lot of boys in the Ducks and the Hawks and the Leafs and the Wings, obviously. So I'm a pure hockey fan, right? Like a fan.
A purist.
And I don't know what it, I mean, you tell me. You're the pro, bro. But what is it about NFL? Not so much, because the NFL is always kind of exciting every week. There's so much at stake with only 16 games. But the NBA and the NHL, right? I mean, I'm a much more NHL guy. But what is it about the playoffs? Why do they turn it up? Why is it different?
That, well, you know what? The intensity. Only in hockey are you going to get a puck to the face that about shatters your cheekbone, and you want to come back out and play. Even as a football guy, and this is no disrespect to my sport or the baseball or basketball, these dudes are nuts. And I guess they ramp it up. It means something to them. They get to carry the cup around. And I know it means something to these other athletes. But I don't know. I don't know what it is that makes them ramp up the intensity. But every single game, there's nothing boring. And in a 1-0 game, it's not boring because the goaltenders are playing so well. I have so much respect for what they do and how they play it.
Good.
There's nothing. It's the best postseason playoffs in any sport, period. We only got about 45 seconds left. We got to get you on again. So tell me about Bad Blood, this TV miniseries, before we let you go.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've got 2 miniseries coming up this fall. One is Godless that I shot with Scott Frank in Santa Fe. Heavy, heavy actors. Incredible dark piece of westernhood. It'll be out in the fall. Netflix, epic. And then this other one's called Bad Blood, which I co-produced with Anthony LaPaglia and Paul Savino. And it's mine and Anthony's piece, and we did it up in Montreal. It's based on a true story. It's going to be everywhere in the fall as well. So it's all good, my brother. I can't wait to talk to you.
Will you join us again during these playoffs? Because we got, you know, Jeremy Roenick's going to join us. I'd love to have you on. I want you to come on and talk about you and break down the playoffs for us. Can we get you again?
Done. After the first round, let's do this again.
Count on it, my man.
Your show, Sal.
I appreciate you. I love you, brother. Thank you. That's Kim Coates. Tig Traeger from Sons of Anarchy, Dream Role. How do you repeat that? Well, I'll tell you how you repeat it. You get him on next week and talk more about it after the first round. Up next, The Wrath of Sean. You want to know what traits it takes to be a great quarterback? I'm about to tell you. And if you don't have them, good luck with that one. I didn't have them all, but I'm going to tell you the ones that do. Thanks again to Kim Coates. This is the Sean Salisbury Show. It's BN Sports.